Saturday with Katie Hannan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the papers are full of beaming photographs of Ivana Bacik after her big win in the Dublin Bay South election yesterday. Alison O'Connor, columnist with the Irish Examiner. Good afternoon. Do we have Alison?
Hi, Katie. Can you hear me?
Oh, we have you now. We have you now. You're joining us from our Cork studio. Yeah, it was a brilliant result for Ivana Bacik. I mean, hugely outperforming the Labour vote in that constituency, or nationally even. But it was a bad day in the office for many of the other candidates.
Yeah, I mean, it. I suppose it's a result that just threw up so much politically, basically. I mean, Ivana, you'd have to say, was a candidate whose time had come, but also one who was right for the time and for the constituency. And I suppose from the start, I'm a resident of Dublin Bay South. It got off to a smooth start, her candidacy and her campaign, and just never, certainly on the outside, seemed to run into too much trouble. Just even from that vintage poster she had of her beside a bike and in her mustard scarf, it seemed to hit a particular tone. And I was very struck at the start, talking to other parties, how all the other parties would obviously talk up their own candidate, but to everyone I spoke to, they would say either things like, well, I'm a friend of Ivana's, or I really admire Ivana, or a very good time for Ivana. And I think that stretched then to the constituents. And I would put it in the context as well of the pandemic, of people reviewing, you know, things that they think are important. And even the fact that she said yesterday herself that she said we ran a respectful and courteous campaign. And I think that spoke to people, and I think they recognised her endurance and her effort and obviously her liberal credentials in that particular constituency. And personally, I was glad that a woman has been elected, and for the first time ever it was a by-election where so many of the candidates were strong female contenders, and I thought that was a positive thing as well. And I'll just say, I was looking, even you look at who's coming up, you know, Ivana has been in politics, as the Independent said, an overnight success after 20 years, but you even look at, I think, the youngest female candidate, Bridget Purcell from People Before Profit, I think put in a strong performance as someone to watch in the future. And I laughed at her Twitter feed this morning. I was having a look at it. She had some very good social media stuff. She said, I can finally relax and throw my phone into the ocean.
Candidate selection, though, a big issue for some of the other parties.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you're left wondering, you know, what the big question out of this, what would have happened if Fine Gael had chosen Kate O'Connell? And that's just an imponderable. You know, would she have done better than James Gagan? Maybe she may not have pulled out as much of the Fine Gael vote, and yet she might have got votes from elsewhere. Fine Gael pulled out all of the stops here. They didn't just throw the kitchen sink, they threw the bathroom sink, you know, the upstairs sink, and a few cisterns on top of it. As I understand it, they spent, they were allowed to spend 40,000. It was spent. And I think the problem is, all that we heard from the Taoiseach yesterday was true. Yes, they did just about get what they had got, the percentage, 26%, I think, in the general election, that government parties don't tend to win. But all of that is true. But I guess it's the fact that there was almost an air of desperation about that Fine Gael campaign towards the end, in terms of pulling out all the stops, and that by now infamous tweet they sent out late on Thursday evening, you know, saying that Sinn Féin voters had come out. I think a lot of people found that offensive and found that there was desperation in it. So it's 3 years now, around this time of year, that Leo Varadkar was elected as leader of Fine Gael. And even those at the time who would maybe have been reluctant to elect him would have said that they got over that reluctance because they saw him as highly electable and somebody who would win elections for the party. Now, that image is very tarnished for him. And if you look on, I mean, we heard a few weeks ago, I think it was Micheál Martin said in an interview with the Taoiseach, that himself, Leo and Eamon Ryan hadn't yet gone for a pint. And I think if they had managed to do that last night, they would really, the three of them, have been commiserating with each other. It wasn't a good day for the Taoiseach. You know, it's for Fianna Fáil.
Okay, Alison, we'll come back to you on Fianna Fáil in a moment, but I just want to put what you said there to Colm Brophy in relation to Fine Gael. I mean, absolutely threw this kitchen sink at it. Huge question marks over the decision not to bring Kate O'Connell back into the fold and choose her as your candidate. It's not a good day for the party or for your party leader.
Well, the first thing is to congratulate, obviously, Ivana, because I think, as Alison quite correctly says there, you have a person who is tremendously admired and liked right across the political spectrum, right across all parties and things. And it's a real good day that she, for her, for her family and for her party, that they have pulled off this. I think James Gagan was a great candidate. I think the party held on to the vote it had in the last general election. For a government party, it's very difficult to win by elections. I know people say that's a trite comment, but it is there.
Hang on a second. This is Dublin based South. This is the most Fine Gael of Fine Gael constituencies in the country.
I always wonder
Hang on a second.
I always wonder where that line. We'd no TD for a while until Lucinda won it back for us.
You had two TDs so up to 18 months ago.
We had two TDs out of a very good election. We came back with one TD. Garrett, at various points, had two TDs with Joe and himself, and then we lost. These are really old times, people who are not in their 50s and 60s going back to the 1980s. So it's a constituency that I believe is a constituency that is a very independent minded constituency. I think it's insulting to anybody living in it to say that they're automatically politically one way or the other. It's shown in many, many elections that it elects people who are prominent political figures and unelects them. And I mean, I think it's fascinating. It's the real Alison type comment to say, you know, Fine Gael just held on to its vote and isn't that a disaster? The leading opposition party actually dipped slightly in its vote, and they credit it as a great achievement.
What about
and
what
I think
said,
that's
what?
A classic of,
sorry,
you know,
Colin,
hang on.
Can I just put the other thing that Alison did mention there, which was the smell of desperation with that tweet telling people,
you know,
Sinn Féin have their vote out. It was described by one Fine Gael source as classist, in that the suggestion was that
their head as classist, because that's exactly
look, it's
what
the real,
it was.
It's the real thing. When a political party fights a good campaign and wins, everybody's a genius around it. And when you don't actually win, everybody starts analysing
Whoever wrote that tweet was not a genius.
So the campaign, I think, was a very good campaign. And you do everything you can to motivate and get out your vote, and that's what we tried to do. We didn't win.
So you had no problem with that tweet?
We didn't win. And
Colin,
I think,
you had no problem with that tweet?
I don't have a problem with the tweet. I think it is quite okay for us as a political party to try and get out our vote.
Let me just read the tweet for people who want to know what we're talking about.
And
warning,
for context, Katie,
warning, and this is
crime
with,
scene tape.
With crime scene tape across it. It said, warning, big Sinn Féin turnout. Now, don't let Sinn Féin in by staying at home. Vote Gagan.
Well,
we
would like people to vote Gagan. Listen, for a party... Sorry, hang
I
on a second.
Be. I thought it was Louise. Absolutely shameful.
For a party that has...
Let me speak now, Colin.
Sorry, for a party that has members
there,
who put
Colin,
out tweets that are a national disgrace, endorsing
speak.
All types of unbelievable behaviour, and your party
account,
does not disavow them,
from
and you're happy to criticise the party...
From your own party account, you tweeted about people coming out from working class communities, and you used crime scene tape. Now, I wouldn't be proud of that, Colin. I don't think you should
sorry,
be either,
do you think,
but
do you
fine.
Think Sinn Féin vote only comes
so
out from one community?
Bear
sorry,
with me,
sorry,
bear
just
with
hang
me
on a second.
For one moment.
Are you now saying,
bear
Louise, that your vote only comes out from one community?
Moment. That's what you were referring to,
no,
Colin,
no,
and that's
no,
why
no,
people have called
no,
it classist.
No,
okay?
No, no, that's you wanting
classist.
To interpret. Are you saying, Louise, that
what
your vote only comes out from one community?
How could you tell that people
are
Sinn Féin voters?
Are you saying your vote only comes out from one community?
How can you tell that people
and I've asked you a very simple one. Are you saying your vote only comes out from one community?
We need a one voice here.
I thought your party was trying to reach out more to other people.
What was being reported at the time was that the turnout was high in working class, and that's in working class communities, and that's what Colin was responding to. So let's look at what happened in Dublin Bay South. This time, 18 months ago, Colin's party, Fine Gael, had two TDs in Dublin Bay South. Sinn Féin had none. Today, as we sit here, Sinn Féin has one TD in Dublin Bay South, and Colin's party, Fine Gael, has zero. So it would actually behove Colin and his colleagues to reflect on what happened there and to reflect on the message that we had. We ran a really positive campaign. Our candidate, Lynn Boylan, was really, really popular with people. We've engaged right across the constituency, and we've had some really good conversations. Okay. What people were talking about was housing and the fact that this government's mismanagement means that we've three generations living in one house right across the area. This is a problem in every constituency, and it came up to
okay.
us.
Okay, okay. I need to let just very quickly, Padraig, please, because I need to get another break in.
I think it suits both Sinn Féin and Fine Gael to set themselves up as the only choice in these types of elections, and actually to set each other up as the bogeymen in these types of elections. And thankfully, that didn't happen in this scenario. Cogorgicus, Ivana, and I wish her the best of luck in her situation. I'd also say that the second highest growth in votes in this constituency was to Aintu. This was our first time standing in this election. And if Carlsberg were to design constituencies, this wouldn't be one for Aintu. But we managed to get more votes in total than People for Profit, and neck and neck with Sock Dems, and only within 2% of Fianna Fáil, which is an incredible achievement.
Okay, well, we want to talk about Fianna Fáil, but we take a break now.